Macmillan Audio presents The Pandora Room by Christopher Golden. Read for you by Amber Benson. One. Sophie Durand loved her work, but she didn't want to die for it. Today, the two desires had come into conflict, which would have been unsettling enough on any day, but was especially irritating given how otherwise perfect a morning it had been. A gust of hot wind billowed the awnings of shops and rustled the linen dresses hung out for tourists to peruse as they navigated the narrow market street of Ahmadiyya. Sophie felt beads of sweat run down the small of her back, but she ignored her discomfort, biting into a pear as she meandered, waiting for her colleagues to rejoin her. Despite the locals and a small handful of other tourists, she felt exposed and alone, and her gaze shifted left and right while she mentally calculated methods of self-defense that were close at hand. She'd noticed the first of the two men 20 minutes earlier, watching her from in front of one of the stalls in the open-air fruit and vegetable market. He'd made a small bit of theater, getting the seller to weigh a cluster of grapes, but she'd noticed the way he looked at her, not with benign curiosity or even lustful appraisal, but with disinterest so carefully blank that it caught her attention immediately. There seemed something surreptitious about his lack of expression, and when she caught him looking again, she decided to move on from the stall laden with oranges and forego any further fruits and vegetables for this visit. What she'd already acquired would have to be enough. Nearly 10 minutes.